At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, indeed we are. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. idle for a few days here during the All-Star break. And Matt Scraby alongside. We have one more show during the All-Star break tomorrow. Also remind you, tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m. with a replay, 5 to 6 p.m., our Padre Roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk. Scraby and I will both be a part of the proceedings tomorrow.
Yep.
From 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure you're tuned in for that.
You know what I find hardest about the roundtable, Chris?
What's that?
It's smelling all that delicious roundtable that's in the room with us for the entire hour, and we just stare at it for the entire hour.
You have to wait.
You have to wait.
Until the whole hour is over.
The entire hour.
Yeah. Padres open the second half with the Washington Nationals.
I love how you say that, by the way.
If you're just tuned in, Padres have named their starting rotation for the weekend. Dylan Cease, who pitched a no-hitter in Nationals Park last July, will get another crack at it on Friday. Yu Darvish will start Saturday. Nick Pivetta Sunday. You know, I haven't seen either of Darvish's starts. I was gone that week. What are our thoughts on Darvish? Seems like he's ramping up pretty well. Got, what, 4-plus innings last time out?
I don't remember, to be honest.
I think, look, we get Michael King back in August like he's hinting.
Yes, he's hinting.
You know, we're going to have a better-than-average shot at this thing. But, you'd like to get off to a good start second half, as they did last year. And you got two teams that are... you know, down in the standings, Washington and then Miami, before you go to St. Louis. 10-game road trip to open the second half of the season. By the way, how much are the Nationals struggling? They went 8-25 to close the first half. They were not good. They also fired their manager.
And their
general manager.
Yeah.
Who is the manager of the Washington Nationals right now? Anyone?
The backup manager?
Yeah. Couldn't tell you.
Let me get his name just to
give
shout
us a
him
name.
Out.
You want to give us a name?
Yeah, let me see. Interim manager, Nationals.
Miguel
Cairo.
Oh, former infielder.
I did. Yeah,
he back in the day.
Yeah.
Miguel Cairo. If Mike Schilt can't outmanage him, I'm just kidding. Got to win that series.
We have to win the series. Yu Darvish went 4 2/3 last time,
right.
But I do remember. Yeah. That he got squeezed. And there was a couple times he would have gotten out of the inning if they had the ABS system. Also, I know, Chris, I'm sorry.
No, we're fine.
The ABS system, do you think, and we could talk about this later, I just want to bring it up. Do you think that if there's like a millimeter of the ball that hits the zone, it should be a strike? Because I don't. If it's a full ball, it should be a ball. If it, like, I like the ABS system, but it makes strikes. Really, it makes it a lot easier for the pitcher to get. All you have to do is touch the zone.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think you can do it any other way. You can't just say, well, that's kind of hitting
like
the zone.
Like a third of the ball?
Yeah, but then who's going to judge that?
The computer.
It's either in or it's not. It's either a strike or it's not. And it's the same thing. This is what you all want. You all want perfect accuracy, and it's the same thing you want on replay.
Is that a strike, though? Just nicking,
evidently
the,
so.
Nicking the zone?
I think so, number one. Here's the other part that I'm going to compare it to. When a guy slides into second base and he beats the play easily, but the shortstop keeps his glove on the guy's back, and then his toe comes off the bag for a one fraction of an instant.
Yes.
What do? They call him out.
I think
under your way of thinking, I would say, well, he's safe. He beat the play. It's safe. But that's not how they call it. So if you're going to have replay, this is what you're going to get. But I will say the ABS system last night, the tap of the helmet, put it in now. Just do it. I like it.
I didn't like it. I liked it, too.
I liked it. And, you know, you were the one that said yesterday, if Joe Torre said if Mark Langston and the Padres had it in 98, they would have won the first game of the World Series, potentially. So I think you just put it in. Of course, Manny was the first victim of it last night.
He said after the game or whatever, Kevin Acey talked to him, that he probably should have swung at that pitch because it was a strike.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea of the system. I think there was four challenges. Three of them were correct last night. Unofficial count on that.
Kyle Stowers, poor guy, strikes out twice in the All-Star game, and he just was desperate to get the challenge.
He had nothing wrong with challenging there. He had nothing to lose.
But then it nicked the strike zone. Yeah. Tyler says this is exactly the can of worms that ABS opens up. I think it's going to work out long-term, though, because a lot of those borderline calls won't be close enough to have teams use their challenge.
Tyler, you are speaking my language. That's what I've been saying all along. We can live with things not being 100% right, but you all want everything right, so that's what you're going to get. And that does create situations like this. Let's play Chris versus the fans. People want to win some trivia stuff.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I just went and looked up what is a strike on MLB.com, and we can go over it a little bit later. But I didn't know that they changed the strike zone so many times. Like, from 1988 to 95, the strike zone went from the midpoint between the shoulders and the top of the uniform pants to the top of the knees. I mean, no one knows what a strike is, Chris. Anyway, let's get into it.
Apparently, Jacob Wilson does.
Yeah.
He challenged it, and he was right.
And, yeah.
So did the catcher for
Cal Raleigh.
And, yeah.
Okay. All right. If you win Chris vs. the Fans, you will be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th, and a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Also today, we are going to package the Rick Springfield tickets. If you win, you will also receive two tickets to Rick Springfield. I Want My 80s Tour at Front Wave Arena on August 3rd. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
All right, big package of stuff to win today if you can beat me on Chris vs. the Fans. And Scraby keeps asking these stupid home run derby questions.
I still got some more
you
in there.
You will win Chris vs. the Fans today.
I still got some more in there.
God, great.
Great. All right, let's go to our first contestant, Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Hey, Sean, welcome.
You ready to play?
You're on board.
Oh, I didn't give the rules. Hold on, Sean. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win. If you're a first-time player, you let us know before the first question. You'll get that for free. All right, Sean, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. I think Sean should have said...
What?
Missed opportunity here, Sean. You should have said, can you read the rules again? I didn't quite understand
them. Okay, all right. Chris is trying to get my goat.
Trying to get you in trouble.
All right, let's do this. Who was the All-Star Game MVP last night?
I turned off the TV, but I'm going to guess Schwarber.
Got it. You are correct.
It was the Schwarbs.
All right.
Could have been Pete Alonso, and I could have had a hundred bucks.
Question number two. All right. Who won the home run derby? Not this year. Last year.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, no.
No kidding.
Say Oscar Hernandez.
Wow. That is correct.
He came up with it.
That is correct.
Just
that's
in
a
the
good
nick
job.
Of time.
Really good job.
Nick of time.
All right, third and final question. You get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you get all those prizes.
John may run the board here.
Who did Jason Adams strike out last night in the All-Star game?
He was the only Padre pitcher I didn't see pitch.
He was in the
Let's go with Aaron Judge.
Oh, that was sweet.
Judge.
Stay there.
I could miss this, but unfortunately I remember it. Ryan O'Hearn, he got in the second inning. Sorry, Sean, but good playing.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Good playing.
I did watch
the replay last night, and I did pay attention to Jason Adam when he came in. So.
I thought we were done.
Sorry about that. All right, we go.
Scott.
On we go.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yep. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, here we go. You ready to play?
Scott, it's Scott and Curran. Curran is the biggest winner ever.
Yes, I remember Curran. All right, guys.
Well, good luck
here
to
you. Here we go.
Both
I know you guys have already played, so you don't get a first time play a question. Here we go. I don't know what I'm trying to say. What team does NFL wide receiver Terry McLaurin play for?
Scary Terry?
Yes, Scary Terry.
Scary Terry, okay. I didn't even know that was his nickname.
It is.
Washington Redskins. Jaden Daniels is the quarterback.
And you know what? He called him the Redskins, so I'm giving him extra credit for that.
By the way, Chris, we talked about this last week. There is some thought that they may return to that name.
I know. There's some people politically that want to see this happen. This has become another political argument, as if we need another.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of this political talk real quick.
Oh, I know. I'm just explaining.
All right, here we go. Question number two. I'm just going to get ourselves out of the Redskin talk.
Yeah.
Outside of the cancellation of the All-Star game in 2020, what year was the only other time it was canceled?
Second question, you say. The game was
canceled.
It's going 94.
94.
That was a strike season. They played it that year.
I don't know, did they?
I don't know. You better double check. You might be wrong for a change, Scraby.
For a change.
I know that when they had a strike in 81... they returned with the All-Star game, so they definitely played it that year. 94, I don't remember what in the world happened, but I think that the strike came after the All-Star game that year, so I think
they did
it
have
was
it
played in
nationally
94.
Won.
Now, 95 is a possibility, but I'm going to answer, because of the war, 1945.
You knew this thing the whole time. You knew it the whole time.
Sorry, Scott.
Sorry, Scott and Curran. Please try again.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, it was 1945 because of the war.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
What's up, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you, sir.
Ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. What team does Aaron Rodgers play for now?
He plays for the Steelers.
Yes.
Steelers.
Our good friend, Michael Valenzuela.
Yes.
Would be able to answer that for you, but he would not answer it happily.
I mean, you said you would have taken Mason Rudolph over Aaron Rodgers.
I did.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, maybe crazy, but I don't think it's going to work out for Rodgers anymore.
I don't know either.
Sneaky suspicion there.
All right, here we go. Question number two, Jack. Let me see. What stadium did Juan Soto win his home run derby in?
You're asking about all my favorite athletes. Aaron Rodgers, Juan Soto.
I got no idea.
Okay. Oh, a pass.
Good idea. Passing's always smart because it doesn't shorten the odds for me a little bit.
Yep.
It was the year that we traded for him. I do remember that because I actually, for one day in my life, rooted for him. I wanted him to win because he was coming to the Padres, and I thought it'd be really great. But was that year? I don't know. Was it Coors Field? I'm guessing. I don't know what year. No, it wasn't. Okay.
It was actually Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium. Okay, good for you, Jack. You're still alive.
You know what happened in that game? Joe Musgrove struck out Aaron Judge. So there you go.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Question number three.
For the title.
Which Hall of Famer has the most hits in All-Star Game history?
Most hits in the history of the All-Star Game is held by who? Who has the most?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
a tough one, I think, but you could get it.
I don't know. Again, let's just go Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn.
Well, he played in 15 of them.
It could have been him. Unfortunately. It's but stay
not.
There, Jack. The way Chris answered it makes me feel
you're
like
gonna
he
hate
knows.
Me because I looked somebody had a list of this on Twitter the other day. Ugh. And I read it all.
Ugh.
But I might have forgot.
No, you didn't.
I think it was Willie Mays. Darn it.
Sorry, Jack.
Willie played in 20 All-Star games, and you know what? When he played, the starters just played pretty much the whole game. They didn't
even let the other guys
really.
Play.
Not really.
That was back when baseball's for men.
They wanted to see Willie play. They didn't want to see, you know, some backup guy that nobody knew who it was. So
Yeah.
Willie was in there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our next contestant, Andrew. Oh, Andrew, what happened?
He's gone.
Dropped. I don't know.
Well, that opens it
go
up
to Jose.
For somebody else.
Jose, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
On, buddy.
Pretty good.
You're
you ready to play?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Let's see. This might not be a first question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What year was Shohei Ohtani's first in Major League Baseball?
Wow. I know he was supposed to come to the Padres, but we didn't have a DH at the time. I think it was 2018.
Wow!
Whoa!
That is good stuff.
Man, I think you almost give him the prize right there.
That was pretty good. That was not a question number one.
No, it was not.
Should I actually skip question number two, Chris, because that was a question number two? Or
sure.
Am I getting too crazy?
No, take him right to the final question.
Right to the final question for Jose, because that was awesome.
That was well
Here
done.
Here we go. Which player has the most hits in Major League Baseball postseason history?
Postseason.
Wow.
A lot of candidates for that.
Derek Jeter.
Got you are correct.
Good job, Jose.
Nice job, Jose. You stay right there.
Good thing you got it because that's what I was going to guess. I didn't know, but I would have guessed Derek Jeter.
It is so. Derek Jeter.
Very good, Jose. Stay on the line. You win the prize package. We got to get to a quick break. We got our predictions for the second half of the Major League Baseball season. Bold predictions when Gwynn and Chris continues.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, Costello. Scrabby's alongside. Good on Jose there. Won a lengthy edition of our Chris vs. the Fans today.
Your camera turned off.
Shocker.
You have to go do that
completely
thing.
Completely turned off.
Yeah, you have to go do that
right,
thing.
So thanks to Paul and everybody for resetting it, but, you know, we got problems still.
We got problems
Come
still.
On, man.
This is good, though,
and
because...
you taught me how to do this yesterday. Now I gotta remember how to do it.
Oh, now, so, okay. That, nice job, Chris.
Surprisingly.
Look at that.
Surprisingly, I was able to accomplish
nice job.
It. Thank you. What's coming up at 4:30 is the Big Five. We have three picks to make for Major League Baseball, but we only have a couple of minutes to do them, so...
Should we hold it?
Yeah, we're going to hold that until the 5 o'clock hour. Sorry if you're, like, almost home and you wanted to hear our three predictions for baseball second half of the season, but we just don't have enough time. I will tell you this, the ESPYs are tonight. Right, does anyone care about the ESPYs anymore? We've talked about this with the All-Star game yesterday. Have the ESPYs kind of run their course?
Yes.
Yes, you say.
Yes. I mean, I get why they have them. I just don't care.
You don't?
And then for the last couple of years, they've been tape delaying it. And so we don't get to see it until like 8 p.m. And so we already know all the winners. So what's the point of me watching? Right?
Well, you got to, if you care that much, you do what I do and you don't look at the...
See, I don't care that much.
I know.
So.
The ESPY Awards, guess when they started?
2004.
Yeah. Best male athlete, first ever winner was Michael Jordan, 1993.
Wow.
Monica Seles, the tennis player, was the female athlete that year.
Wow.
Gary Sheffield was the breakthrough athlete that year.
Okay, that was a long time ago.
1993. So the ESPYs are now 32 years old. Best coach, the first ESPY Awards?
Phil Jackson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
This is going to make you happy. Best team, Dallas Cowboys.
I know, I was just about to say, that was 1993, which means they beat the 49ers in the NFC Championship.
Yeah, they were the best team, yeah. 1993 was the first ESPYs, so... And, you know, I will say this, one thing that did happen that night that was pretty amazing was Jim Valvano.
Oh, that came from an ESPYs.
Oh, yeah. That speech was at the ESPYs.
All right. Well, that
he won the
deal.
First Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Okay.
That speech lives on, like, incredibly so.
Oh,
30
yeah.
Years
no,
later.
I think they even play it every
later.
Year.
They should. All right. ESPYs are tonight. We'll take a little peek at that later, but we got to get to break, and then we got a big five. We will have our bold predictions for the second part of the Major League Baseball season, and any news. Like, it's our third straight day of a show waiting for news to come down, and we're still waiting, Scravy. Hasn't been much, but we're glad you're along for the ride on 97.3 The Fan. All right, 434, welcome back. Gwen and Chris. 97.3 The Fan, grab your clubs. Tee off, great cause. Fourth annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, July 28th at the stunning Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Golf, food, prizes, camaraderie, all to honor our local heroes. Support veterans programs. Register today at sandiegosociallegues.org. July 28th, Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Fourth annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament. Former Padre Greg Vaughn, among the celebrities, will be there. Olden Polonies, Zab Judah, Arabian Prince, Matt Scraby working on an invite. How's that going for
you? Sorry. I was listening. How's that going for me? It's not going well.
Not going well.
But I was on Fox 5 this morning, so maybe they're going to end up inviting me.
Can see, I'm sure there's a way to find that.
It's on my Twitter and Instagram, at Matt Scraby,
really?
M-A-T-T-S-K-R-A-B as in boy, Y. Got lots of compliments. Thank you, people.
Were you good?
Apparently so. People liked it.
What'd they ask you about?
Just the All-Star game, just about Manny and the Padres and the automated balls and strikes. And then they asked me about the Hank Aaron thing, which I still have no idea how they did.
That was good.
It was incredible. I really enjoyed last night's All-Star game.
It was a good night, and it finished with a bang. Well, it finished with a flurry until the last pop-up landed plop in the outfield. And then all the NL guys went, hey, we won! And they jumped around. But it was pretty good, I will admit.
Yeah.
Although I'm still, as I said earlier, not close to agreeing to allow this to decide regular season games.
I'm with you.
All right. Let's get to the big five. First, we got some traffic to cover, though.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're just going to get right into it. I've already kind of previewed
number five
the question, but we're going to start with this, Chris. If the swing-off ever did come to a regular season game,
right,
which three Padres are you going with in order?
In order?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm not doing the list you want me to do. Because I think it's
a swing-off.
I know what it is. But I think it's pretty obvious that the three you'd go with are like Manny, Fernando.
I know, I was thinking about
this. So I don't think there's much there.
Okay.
I'm giving you my all-time three Padres that I would use in a swing-off.
All right. I'll do 2025 Padres. You could do that.
Three guys who have played in their career for the Padres that I think would be the best representatives.
Sheffield.
One. Do you know the player who's played with the Padres is at the most home runs all time is? Not home runs for the Padres, but the highest on the all-time home run list who played for the Padres. Who would it be? Do you know? That's a tough question.
Greg Vaughn?
It's not Greg Vaughn. Greg Vaughn doesn't have 500 career home runs. This
500?
Guy does. Yeah, this guy is over 500. There's actually two Padre players in the history that played for the Padres that went on to hit 500 career home runs. One is Gary Sheffield. The other with more is Willie McCovey. Willie McCovey used to hit home runs like 8 miles out of the stadium. I would use him in the home run swing off.
Okay.
He's my first.
All right.
Who's your first?
My first is going to be Fernando. Us on the board.
Get you on the board early with Fernando. Yeah. All right. My second is one of my personal favorites. And I don't think anybody hit more long home runs in the history of baseball than Dave Kingman.
Mm.
142 career home runs. Most of them were not with the Padres, but he did have some time with the Padres. Kingman used to hit him in Chicago in those day games at Wrigley Field. And they would go down the streets over the, you know, Waveland Avenue, and then down the other street. It was incredible.
That is incredible.
Kingman would be a devastating force to me in a home run derby like that. So he's made my second.
All right, my second would be, I'm going to try to pick someone different.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
It's pretty easy for the Padres, but I'm going to go with Gavin Sheets second.
Sheets, yeah. He's been swinging a good bat. All right, my third guy this is just for me. But who have you ever seen hit a longer home run in Padre history?
Franmil Reyes. I knew.
I'm closing with Franmil.
I don't mind that. Closing
with the Franimal.
I don't mind it.
I don't want guys that just hit home runs that squeak over the fence.
Whoa, hey, hey.
Yes, I want guys that hit them like 9 miles out of the stadium, because if they just miss one, it'll still go out.
That's a good point.
Those are my three home run derby guys.
I like
Franmil. Franmil.
All right. Everybody knows I would choose Manny Machado, but other than that, Jackson Merrill. But he's not.
Yeah, I think it's
a
pretty easy choice for the Padres. Like I said, I think this is it's a great idea, but the novelty would wear out before you think it would out there, and then it would just be like, eh.
I think
another
you're
home
right.
run thing, like the 28th one of the season. So what?
I think you're right.
All right. Go ahead.
Number four.
All right. So this was originally for Sports Court, but after Jacob Mizorowski pitched his one inning last night, he was interviewed by Fox's Ken Rosenthal in the dugout after. First, We don't really like these interviews to begin with because it takes away from the game. No one can watch the game while you're interviewing a guy in the dugout.
I don't like them either.
And second...
And again, wait a minute. My camera disconnected
again. I know.
Again.
I didn't even want to tell you.
What's going on here, Scray?
I don't know.
People need to see me.
Do they?
I don't know.
No one needs to see either of us.
I know, but I mean, I feel, you know, if you're trying to watch on the YouTube chat and I keep disappearing, that's going to be annoying. There we go. I'm back again.
It's more annoying to me than anything.
I know.
All right. First, we don't like those interviews, but second, Eric Hosmer was not pleased with Rosenthal's questions. He tweeted, dynamite questions for the youngster Mizorowski at Ken Rosenthal. Thumbs down emoji.
What do you ask?
And then he said, really is disgusting they continue to let you in the dugout during these games. Here's what he asked. As you know, some players were upset by the fact you were selected, but how were you treated by the players on the team? Okay. And then, and the National League All-Stars, how did they treat you? I'm up first. Were these fair questions by Rosenthal? As much as I hated hearing him ask those questions, he had to ask the question. It's the story about Jacob Mizorowski. You have to ask the question. If you completely ignore it, then everybody's going to be like, why did you completely ignore the fact that he got in after five starts? Mizorowski had whatever answers. He didn't know what to say. But Ken Rosenthal had to ask at least one of those questions. The follow-up of like, oh yeah, and then the National League All-Stars, how did they feel? I don't think that was necessary, but the original question was necessary, Chris.
I don't think you had to ask it. And I think you could have gotten around it by saying, you know, a lot of people talked about this, that, and the other that maybe you shouldn't have been here. But you know what? You're here. So, what was it like for you at this age to be in a situation? I think you could have done it and still touched on the controversy.
So you think he can ask around it?
I do, and I think he'd already been asked it. And he answered, and he said, I don't think anybody's mad at me. I got offered to play. I'm going to do it. And he'd already answered it previously. So Ken Rosenthal wasn't breaking any new ground here, and he never breaks any new ground. And when he does, he's usually wrong. And I only wished one more thing. I wished Manny would have hit a home run last night, or Tatis, so that Ken Rosenthal was assigned to go interview them so that Manny and Tatis could tell him to get the hell out of the dugout. Because I hope that the Padres still can't stand this guy, as they should.
I mean, I don't think they like him because he did say some pretty...
His stuff was uncalled for last year.
I believe the word punkish
I don't
was
think
used.
I would be able to... You're right. I wouldn't forgive it. And if people are saying, well, you're being, you know, kind of... Whatever. No. The things he said were totally unprofessional, uncalled for. They just were. He didn't even back most of them up.
No, he didn't. He called Jerks and Profar a peacock.
Anyway, I'm not a fan of Rosenthal, nor will I ever be again.
Juan said, come on, if he was asking that question to a Padre, we'd be mad. I think it...
I just said I don't think he needed to, Juan.
I know.
So I'm with you.
I know. I think he did. I think he needed to at least bring it up, but...
All right.
It doesn't matter anymore.
How long have you been a black quarterback?
Now, that did not need to be asked.
Oh, that did need to be asked. No. Okay, good.
Why am I forgetting the quarterback's name right now?
Doug Williams. Yeah.
Doug Williams. That's my number one worst question
ever, yeah.
Yeah.
Number three.
All right, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft cannot get over each other, apparently. Well, Bill Belichick
actually...
What is going
on here? I didn't even read this stuff.
He's responding to something that Robert Kraft said on the Dudes on Dudes podcast, which is... hosted by Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. It's a weird name for a
dudes
podcast.
On dudes?
That's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know that that's sounding quite the way they intended.
I don't think so
ahead.
Either, but he was on with them, and he said that he took a big risk. So here's the quote from Robert Kraft that everybody's talking about. Quote, I gave up a number one draft pick for a coach who had only won a little over 40% of his games, but he was with us for 24 years, and we did okay. But the big risk is what everybody's talking about. So Belichick responded via ESPN, and he said, quote, I had been warned that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles. I made it clear that we would have to change the way the team was managed to regain the previously attained success. And he said, I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. My question here is to you, Chris. Why does Robert Kraft hate Bill Belichick all of a sudden?
I don't know if he does. Did he say that? He's just trying to point out that he took a big risk by hiring him, and he's kind of patting himself on the back, I will admit that. But when he hired Bill Belichick, I will say this. Nobody, and I mean nobody, said, wow, that is smart.
I kind of remember that,
Belichick had done very little with Cleveland, and then he had left the Jets in the lurch by just, you know, accepting their job for like 24 hours and leaving.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, how can you bring this guy in? What has he done to deserve you giving up a first-round pick? What are you doing? So I think Robert Kraft has the right to pat himself on the back a little bit. And I think Belichick's kind of sour marbles there or whatever.
Sour marbles.
That's the wrong. That's the
sour
wrong.
Grapes.
Sour grapes, yes, for, you know, what he said. Because
I think Bill was just responding to
I know
what Robert said.
But I think he did take a risk. No one else would have done it.
All right, with context, you changed my answer.
Okay.
With context, I guess this doesn't say that Robert Kraft hates Bill, but it is weird that they keep talking about each other in the media like this. Like, this just get over it.
I know, but this is what powerhouse people do. You know, they have to continue the sword fight after the relationship is done.
Oh my gosh. Adam Paul just put a question that might top the Doug Williams question.
Oh, yeah? What?
Jim Plunkett was asked whether his mom was blind and if his dad was dead following his mentioning of growing up in a special needs household with his blind mother and deceased father. That is pretty bad. That is pretty bad. Come on, people, think before you ask these questions. This is ridiculous.
Jim Plunkett, for those who don't recall, great Raider quarterback.
Yes, I remember.
Anyway.
Number two.
That's a pretty bad one, too.
That was bad.
The 76ers' acquisition of James Harden for Ben Simmons was thought to be the perfect pairing for Joel Embiid. However, Embiid told ESPN that his relationship with Harden is now non-existent because Harden blames him for the trade, which Embiid says is untrue and a reason he dislikes being a superstar. Quote, no one knows this, but even James is not talking to me. That's the part I don't like about being that guy, because it puts you in the middle of those situations. Because if you ask James, he probably believes I had something to do with him not being here. And I'm just like, I won the scoring title. You won the assist title. We had a pick and roll that was unstoppable. It hurts when you feel like you haven't done anything wrong. When you think you have a relationship like that with somebody, you lose a lot. End quote. Question I'm up first. Do you think James Harden blames Joel Embiid for this? I don't know, obviously. But I do hear what Joel Embiid is saying a little bit. Like, if he really didn't have anything to do with it and James Harden doesn't want to be friends with him anymore because of it and just doesn't respond to him, then that would be hurtful. And I do understand why Joel Embiid feels the way he does. However, it does seem like the 76ers have done a lot for Joel Embiid, and he is their focus, and they built him. So I understand why James Harden might be a little upset as well. But Joel Embiid has a right to be upset because he probably wasn't in the middle of this. Chris?
I'd like to see if James Harden could find a place to go that he actually enjoys. I don't know that it's possible, honestly, for him. Is he still with the Clippers, or did he negotiate to go to another team yet?
No, he's staying with the Clippers.
And Joel Embiid isn't completely without fault, because the guy cannot stay healthy. He honestly can't walk three steps without tweaking an ankle.
No, it's true. It's true.
So, again, this is like the Belichick-Kraft thing. It's two, you know, big-name superstars continuing the sword fight after their relationship has kind of been ended. And I think both guys are, you know, it's hard to trust either of them, honestly. So I'm not quite sure where to go.
Someone said, Chris talking about the Dudes on Dudes podcast and segueing with sword fighting.
Sorry about that.
That was funny.
Well, I could have said something else on the fight, but
I
didn't.
I know. It's hilarious.
Please.
Are you talking about maybe what Robert Kraft did? Okay. I will give this to Pete Alonso. He's not boring, and he is not generic in any sort of way. He was asked at Media Day this week what one rule change he would make in baseball, and I did my best with the audio, But here is what he told the reporters.
I don't think people should get ejected after charging down or fighting, so I think it should be hockey style. So no teams, no nothing, because that's when people can like seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge down, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee. And then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges the mound, it's 1v1 hockey style, and then that's it.
All right, I think he was joking, but if you didn't hear that, because that was terrible audio.
That was hard to hear, yeah.
He said that he would change the rule that you get ejected for...
Don't get ejected anymore. You go out and you fight and...
Fight the pitcher, charge the mound. And he said if the pitcher doesn't... Or if someone doesn't want to fight, then you just take a knee. But if they don't take a knee, then it's one-on-one hockey style, no holds barred fighting. And he wants to make that a part of baseball. Chris... Should players be allowed to charge the mound?
Oh, they should be allowed to charge the mound, but here's the one thing that Pete Alonso didn't think about. If Pete Alonso charges the mound and pounds on Blake Snell, sorry, Blake.
No, Blake's taking a knee. Are you kidding me?
He wouldn't take a knee. Blake's a guy. Anyway, Pete Alonso fights somebody. Then the fight's over. And then Pete Alonso comes up to bat.
Oh, he's getting a fastball.
Does he really want to come up to bat now against the guy he just charged the mound against?
He'll get a fastball to the head.
I'm sorry, but you almost have to eject people there.
I know.
Or, I mean, you're just waiting for... At least in hockey, they got to go sit down for 5 minutes off.
That's true. So. Obviously, he's not serious, but maybe he is serious because he's Pete Alonso.
Yeah, he's kind of a kook.
But
he was playing into the Atlanta fans last night who really dislike him. And
well, good. He should.
Egging them on.
He's a rival.
Sure.
I don't think players should be able to charge the mound. I do like it, though, when things get a little chippy. I like when a guy is angry that he got hit by a pitch and he stares the pitcher down. The pitcher stares him down. I do like that.
It's better than the fraternization that has happened far too much in baseball. I like
sure.
to believe that teams don't like each other, which is why, one of the many reasons why, Dodgers-Padres is clearly the best rivalry in baseball. Because they clearly don't like each other.
That was said recently and... Giants fans were really upset by whoever said that.
I'm sorry, but the Padres-Dodgers is a better rivalry at the moment.
I'm sorry, Pete. You can't punch someone in the face anymore and just get away with it.
Pete wants to go out and slug somebody and then grab a bat. Well, that's all well and good, but you're now going to be dodging the ball for the next 10 minutes.
He also, yeah.
It's going to turn into kind of a joke point.
I think Pete's a little upset that pitchers can throw at guys and they don't get any of retribution.
Yeah, that's, you know, I get where he's actually coming from, but this is one of those things. Pitchers got the baseball. That's just the way that works.
It is.
Unfortunately.
If a pitcher, this is from the chat, if a pitcher beans a batter, he automatically becomes the designated hitter first up next half inning. That would be fun.
That would slow a lot of it down.
It would.
You know, we've talked about this. Back in the day when the pitchers hit, bean balls were, you know, it was better policed. I will say that.
Yeah.
Bob Gibson hit your guy. You could hit Bob Gibson if you wanted to.
Yes.
So that kept it under control.
All right, recapping today's news next on 97.3 The Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.